everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with day two of our Big Brother Canada 5 interview series. In part one, I talked to the first eight house guests that were revealed to be players in Big Brother Canada 5, with four returning players and four new players. And today we are going to talk about the newly released additional four returning players and then the four new players who you'll get to meet in this season. So first, we're going to hear from the four returning players that have been revealed today. And of course, that starts with Cass is back. Cassandra Chaffanar. I'll learn how to say it this season, I promise. She is back and very excited to talk to her. Have a fun interview with her today. Plus, Aika Wong is back. Who can forget Aika from Big Brother Canada 2? And then Dallas Cormier is back from Big Brother Canada 4. And then so is Cindy with an S. She is going to be here with me talking in this podcast, and then we'll get to meet four other new players, starting with Dylan Carman. He is a Canadian heavyweight boxing champion. We're also going to hear from Karen Singbell. She is a 53-year-old real estate broker. Dimitri, his friends call him the Greek. He's an oil field instrument technician. And then Jackie, the pizza maker. That's going to round out our podcast here for today. Of course, that this is the first of the podcast that will be exclusively in our Big Brother podcast feed. We got so much going on with the Survivor season. I don't want to just get the feed too jammed up at this point. So if you're listening to this on the website, make sure you subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/BBiTunes, or by going to our Wrap-Ups feed, where we'll have all of our podcasts that I do and Jordan do. And don't forget that the season kicks off this upcoming Wednesday, the 15th. Jordan Parhar will have live coverage after the premiere on robhasawebsite.com. So why don't we jump into it? Oh, yeah, lots of stuff with Survivor going on, too, on the website. But I have a feeling you guys might already know about that. Check that all out at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. So why don't we start things off with Cass, who is back only 1 year later after coming so close in Big Brother Canada 4. Here is my interview with Cass.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Cass. How are you?
I'm just fabulous. How are you?
I'm very excited. This is fun.
I'm very excited.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm back.
You're back here 1 year later, 1 year wiser.
Of course.
Okay.
How much can I change in 365 days, Rob?
Now, Cass, what are you going to do differently this time? Talk me through this plan.
Here's my thing. My season, I was on Big Brother Canada season 4, which was last season. It's still fresh in everyone's
mind. I remember.
Right. So, I mean, me going into last season is a totally different person than I am going into this season. A lot's changed, actually, believe it or not, in the last year since I've left the Big Brother house. I now have a serious career. I moved up in the company I was working for, and I have a serious boyfriend. So I'm going to kind of use that into my strategy going into the house. When I go in there, obviously I'm going to have a target on my back. I'm assuming everyone in the house or the other house guests have watched my season and know what I'm capable of. And I'll fake cry when I need to, lie, manipulate to get me to the end. So I'm going to go in there and try and convince them that I'm a new woman. I'm reinventing myself. You know, I have a serious career and serious boyfriend. I can't do the same things I did last season now. Like, I can't manipulate. I don't want to jeopardize my life on the outside world. But in reality, I'm going to play the exact same way I did last year. I'm going to backstab, make big moves, lie, fake cry, do all my little acting things to get me through each week. But I'm going to feed them whatever they need to hear to try and make me look as innocent as possible.
And you're convinced you can sell that to some savvy Big Brother house guests?
I'm not quite convinced yet, but I'm really going to work hard at it. I mean, I got out of some sticky situations last season. I hope I still got my in me this season.
Okay. Cass, if you need to, how will you win a competition down the stretch this time?
Well, I hope they call my dad to come back. He hurt me last season. No, you know what? It's funny. I feel like last season I have the social game down pat, but the competitions killed me. And that was my downfall at the end of it. You need to win competitions at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it. And that's where I lost everything. That's where my game went downhill. And I'm going to really work hard to win those competitions when I need to win them.
Cass, you had a very unconventional alliance with Tim last year. What are you looking for in an ally this year? Are you looking for something that's similar to the Tim relationship, or are you going in a completely different direction?
You know what? I mean, I feel like I did pretty good for myself last season. Going into last year, I really thought I was going to be out first week. So I was very happy. I surprised myself with how far I did end up going. But I'm going to go in this season looking for that same male figure that's intelligent, that can be that guy to kind of bounce off ideas with, strategies with. You kind of need that. You need numbers. Like, for a majority of last season, we, the Streak Show Alliance, we controlled kind of each week what was going on. We kind of manipulated the HOHs to kind of do what we wanted each week, and we always had the numbers, but we always knew we were going to be safe, the three of us. But this season, hopefully I'll find that alliance member and someone that can actually win a competition for me that doesn't also suck at competition. So I'm going to maybe look for a bit of a more physical threat in an alliance member.
Okay. Cass, last season, your mouth also got you into trouble on a couple of occasions. Yes, and I recall when Levita became the HOH, and what was it you said about her? I can't believe it's effing her.
Oh, my God, I can't believe
something
that
like that.
What are you
going to do?
Is that going to be in trouble?
Yeah, how are you going to bite your tongue this time, or are you not going to even bother? You are who you are.
I don't think I'm going to bother. I just can't. I'm going to try. But knowing myself, I'm not going to lie to myself, I know it'll probably just slip out. Like, I'm stuck in that house 24/7. There's going to be a moment where I can't bite my tongue any longer.
Yeah.
But I'm really going to try, because I do want to play smarter and be that new woman this season and win. So if I need to bite my tongue and not call people dumb bitches, I'll try not to do that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Is there anything that you took away from the Pax Brothers win last season that you will use in Big Brother Canada 5?
I'm trying not to cry now, just remembering that. what will I take away from that? That you need to win competitions at the end of the season.
Okay.
That's how they got there.
All right.
They won the competition over myself. If I would have won that veto in that jury house veto competition, I would have saved myself, and it would have probably been a different outcome.
All right.
But everything kind of happened as it was. So,
all right, well, Cass, that I'm wishing you nothing but luck going into this season. I'm hoping that you can bring it home, because honestly, I can't go through another summer like when Brent with the veil, and that really totally set him off. He can't take
it. Oh my God, tell Brent I miss him and I'm so excited.
He'll be watching. He'll be watching us and Joey Amazing. We'll all be watching. All right, Cass.
But I really hope that your pre-show interview, or when you kind of look at all the house guests, that you have a bit of nicer things to say about me.
Okay. Year. I'll pick you to win this time.
Thank you. Oh,
maybe. We'll see.
Made my day.
Cass, good luck. Okay. Have fun.
Thank you. I'll talk to you once I'm out.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Cass back here on the podcast, and I really do hope it's going to work out again. Brent will be so disappointed if anything bad happens to Cass this upcoming season, but I don't know about that plan of I'm just going to tell people I'm different and then I'm going to be exactly the same. I feel like that does not have a great track record on these returning player seasons, but we'll see how it goes. All right, so coming up next, one of my favorite personalities from the history of Big Brother Canada. It's always a lot of fun for me whenever we've had her on the podcast before. Aika Wong, back in Big Brother Canada 2, was a standout, mostly because she ripped up the letters, but she is back, and hopefully there'll be a lot more fun with Aika. Here's my conversation with Aika. Aika, how's it going? It's Rob Cesternino.
Oh, hey, Rob. How are you?
Aika, I'm very excited to be talking with you. You know I'm a big fan.
I know. You know I love you, Rob. You know I love you.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited about this, Aika.
Me too.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Aika, who could forget last time? It was so exciting. Everything with the letters. But you were gone too soon. What are you going to do differently this time, Aika?
You know, I'm hoping to go in and to just trying to fit in more with my house guests and trying to have them say, you know what, like, she really isn't as bad as I thought she was. You know, like, she's actually kind of nice. I want people to say that about me. I want people to know that, like, I am warm. I can be warm, you know? So I'm trying to adapt more to my environment and not alienate the house just the way I did the last time.
Do you think you could do it?
I think, you know, like, to be honest with myself, I feel like starting out, I think I can. I think I can. Yeah. But obviously, I feel like at some point, you know, they'll see Aika from season two emerge. But I'm going to try my best to kind of, you know, suppress her as much as I can, so I could get a little bit further into the game before I do that.
Okay, the people that made you get annoyed last time, what was it about those particular people that really pushed your buttons?
Oh my God, you mean all of them? Okay, so let's go down. I would say, you know what it was? I feel like they were really emotional, like too emotional, always crying, draining, you know, just always very annoying, always questioning things. Like, that stuff annoyed me. People like Andrew, who were just very, like, oh, like, this is my house, like, whatever I want. Like people like that personality really pushed my buttons last night.
So basically, like, every type of person that would be in a Big Brother house with you.
Yes, yeah. They really irritated me last time. I can't tell you. It was challenging living with those kinds of people.
Yeah. So, Aika, how do you deal with this? That I know that you have a low tolerance for taking crap from people. So how are you going to manage in the house for all these weeks?
You know what? I feel like playing this game before, I know what it feels like to not take crap and go home early. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I'll take the crap, you know, here and there whenever I can. And I'll try to strategically lash out. So if the person, the house isn't really stealing that person, then I'll lash out on that person, you know, make them more target. But if the house is kind of like they're seeing me kind of being like, okay, like that person's a jerk, but whatever, like, you know, like whatever. It just makes them look more bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to bite my tongue a little bit more this season. And fix my Facebook expression.
Yes. I know you also played hard from the beginning last time. Are you going to try to win as many competitions early?
You know what, Rob? Honestly, it all depends. I feel like if I go in and they target me right away and I have no choice but to like what I'm saying as in like going in and adapting, that might change. You know, it just depends on like what they're giving. If I walk in and they want to target me and they want to, and they want me out and they want to come after me, oh, it's going to be on. Like, I'm not going to go out without a fight. But if they're going to accept me, then I'll play nice too. It all depends on how I'm perceived.
Aika, what if there's a chance where the other house guests have an opportunity to get letters again? Would you shred them again? I think you would.
You know what? This is my take on it. Like, if they really want a letter, they should just win an HOH. Why should I give it to them?
You don't want to turn over a new leaf and now be like Aika the mail lady and give everybody letters?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know what? When I was in that house, I had to win my HOH to get a letter. So yeah. If they want to get a letter, they should try winning something. I'm not going to. So if there are letters, if there is anything presented to me, they won't get it.
Okay. And then real quick, last thing, Aika, would you showmance in the Big Brother Canada house?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. All right. Aika, I'm so excited to get to watch you again. And I hope I'm not talking to you again for a very long time, okay?
Okay, me too.
Try to keep it together in there. All right, Aika. All right, take care. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye, Rob.
All right, there you have it. All ready to go back to the I Like a Aika era of the podcast. Very excited to see her back. I don't know how she's going to do. I mean, if I had to predict, I don't think it's going to turn out great. But I hope to be very wrong about that and keep Aika on my TV because we like good TV. Keep her around for as long as possible. All right, here's somebody that was a little bit of a head scratcher for me, with all due respect, in the All-Stars of this season. One name that I had not heard rumored was Dallas Cormier. He was from last season, and he is going to be back. And let's hear from Dallas to hear what he has in store for Big Brother Canada 5. Hey, Dallas, what's going on? This is Rob Cisternino.
Nice to talk to you again.
Okay, nice to chat with you. Are you ready, Dallas?
Yeah, I'm ready as I'll ever be, that's for sure.
Okay. Dallas, it was such a roller coaster only a year ago. Here you are back again. Did you feel like that you had a good game plan last time and were just with the wrong people? Or do you feel like that you need to make an adjustment to your Big Brother game?
A little bit of both, to be honest with you, Rob. You know, what you said there, you know, I had a good strategy. I just was with, you know, a flimsy alliance. You know, if the people that I were with would have had the same intentions that I had for them, then, you know, I would have went really far. We were sitting in a good position when we had, you know, Jared and Raul nailed up on the block. Kelsey just went home. You know, like, the game was looking good for my side of the house. And then, you know, Maddie won that POV, or she won the HOH, and then she ended up getting rid of Levita. And, you know, that was the beginning of the end for myself. So I've definitely got to make an adjustment on who I choose to be in my alliance, who I really want to tell, you know, give my all to inside this game. Because a lot of these people, man, they'll tell you one thing, but they really want to do another. You know, they're a bunch of shapeshifters as far as I'm concerned. So you need to keep that inside of your brain the whole time, you know. I definitely need to make an adjustment on how I played. I was a little bit too confrontational last year. I was a little too opinionated, maybe vocal. But, you know, I say this now, Rob, but two episodes in, I might be flying off the handle again. You know, I'm a very, you know, and it's just like, you can sit here and say this and say that, but you don't know what kind of twist and what kind of elements you're playing when Big Brother, you get inside that house, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can have a little bit of a strategy in your head, but as soon as you walk in there, a Richter Koff could pop on the screen and be like, okay, well, somebody's getting home, sending home two of you tonight, you know? So you got to go with the flow in some circumstances.
Yeah, that's interesting. I feel like you're onto something, because I do think that most of the people that go into this game are, you know, all over the place in terms of their loyalties. But I feel like that maybe if you could get this working to say, hey, when I say something, I mean it. You want a loyal guy, that's me.
Yeah, and, you know, I think last season it kind of speaks for itself. You know, I am a returning house guest. You know, if I am in there with a new house guest, then, you know, they can use that. They can use me as a tool. They can see that I'm loyal. They can see that I'd be a shield. They can see that, you know, there's no what you see is what you get with Dallas. And, you know, I feel like that's a trait that's really, really hard to come by in the Big Brother house.
So are you going to play as hard early on this new season?
No, I definitely not. You know, I don't want to play too hard right off the bat. You know, even Tim said to me last year, you played a little too hard, too fast. You know, coming from a guy like Tim, you know, you might want to give the guy, you know, a little bit of kudos and give him a listen, you know. I can't say that I'm not going to try. You know, I do, to be honest with you, I still want to win that first HOH. You know, I want people to come up into my room and, you know, make alliances, pitch deals. You know, I want to have the house by the balls right from the get-go. You know, it might not be the best strategy, but, you know, if I can get an alliance with some numbers that I'm protected from the retaliation of the next week, then I could be okay.
What kind of allies are you looking for in this new game?
Oh, man, loyalty. Somebody that I know that isn't phony, somebody that I know that isn't, you know, going to say one thing and then go behind my back and, you know, do another. You know, somebody that's, and another thing, too, is just people that are positive to be around. You know, the house is hard enough as it is. You know, the negativity, it will bring you down, right? So if you're a Debbie Downer, then I'm probably going to try to get you to the door.
Okay. And what kind of people drive you the most crazy in the house, besides people that don't say what they mean?
You know what? The people, like, the dads of the houses, the people that think that they make the rules of Big Brother when, you know, they're just a house guest just like myself, like, oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, you shouldn't do that. You know what? I'm my own person. If I feel like I want to do it and it fits, then that's how it's going to be. You know, there's a lot of big personalities inside the Big Brother house, whether it be Coffee, Flamboyant, you know, just out, you know, Cassandra Outrageous. So you really just got to take it all in. You got to be patient and just play your cards.
Okay. Dallas, convince us, why are you going to be the winner of Big Brother Canada 5?
Well, you know, I already have one kick of the can, but I can right some wrongs. I already know what I'm getting myself into. Mentally, I'm a lot better. Physically, I dropped about 20, 30 pounds from last season. You know, I was a decent comp beast as it was as a heavy guy. So now that I'm a little trimmer, you know, I think I'm definitely going to take this game by storm. You know, socially, you know, I want to be everybody's best friend. You know, I really do in their eyes. You know, to me, you know, I'm not going to get too emotionally caught up this game. I'm going to have fun with the game. I'm going to have some pranks. I'm going to do some jokes. You know, I want the experience to be a lot more easygoing than last time. You know, right off the bat, I kind of felt like the stress was right off the bat. You know, I kind of buried myself because I lied about that fourth vote. So I kind of put myself behind the eight ball last year trying to get rid of Cassandra, and it backfired on me. So there'll be none of that bullshit this time around, and just play a lot more clear-minded.
All right, Dallas. Well, have fun in there, and looking forward to seeing how it plays out, okay?
Likewise, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Dallas Cormier going into the Big Brother Canada 5 house. You know, I know that he is certainly a big personality and somebody who does not shy away from the conflict, but I do feel like if there's anybody who's going to, you know, be able to mix it up with the new players, I do feel like that he's somebody who might be able to move sort of independently from the returning players and maybe might gravitate more towards some of these returning player guys. We'll see how that all plays out coming up this season. Then one other person who, again, I would say probably not in the slam dunk category of return that you had to have for this season, but somebody who's still a fun personality to have back on the show. The woman who actually has, according to the podcast I listened to with John Krause and Jordan Parhar this week, the most votes cast against them in any season of North American Big Brother. Here is Cindy with an S.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning, Cindy with an S. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Yes, very good. Very excited. This is spectacular with an S.
Thank you. Okay. Look at you throwing in those puns.
All right, Cindy. All right, we really want to know. So what did you learn about yourself that you had such an exciting run in Big Brother Canada 3 where you went out of the game twice? What did that teach you about Big Brother?
What that taught me about Big Brother, that it's definitely not as easy as people think that it is. I think a lot of people think going into this game that you can just throw in a smile, be very charming, and then, you know, win a couple of comps, throw a couple of comps, and then you're good. However, my situation was a little bit different. I was always on the block or a target, so I always had my back against the wall. So my experience the first time around is definitely really different, and hopefully I'll get a different experience this time around.
Cindy, do you have a specific strategy that you're trying to do in Big Brother Canada 5?
Yeah, I think I want to do better socially. I think that was definitely a downfall during my last season. I didn't connect with as many people as I could. And the fact that I was evicted early and I left for 2 weeks and coming back into the house, I didn't reconnect with the people that I had a connection with. I just kind of like had a plan going in and then stuck with it without really looking at the entire floor plan. I think I felt more of like I was in high school as the new kid and trying to find a spot in the cafeteria table and not knowing where to sit. And that's where I felt like my entire season. And that was kind of my fault for not conversing with certain players, accepting them as players and making them as an asset and valuable. I kind of was dismissive with certain players and didn't listen to them or didn't even include them into my thought process as part of my game. So I definitely want to do that differently, which is be better socially.
So what are you going to try to do differently? Because you're such a big personality. Is there anything that you'll do that to try to not be on everybody's radar from the get-go?
I think it's so hard to say that because I don't know what's going on this season. And that's what makes it so tough. I feel that going in, I want to definitely try to do as many one-on-ones as I possibly can to get to talk to people and get to know them. And I also want to put that persona out there. And I think people think of me of that as right now as someone that's just a good character on the show, who's someone not really much of a game player and who needs to be helped and have her hand held and guided throughout the game. And I think I want to put that out there while I'm in the house, saying is that, like, you know, even though I am here, I don't think I'm a qualified player and I need as much help as I can. And I think I can be of an asset to other players. So I think going in the house, do not make myself a target, is to be as helpless as possible.
Okay. So if you can get that working and you're not a target, what can you do to win the game this time?
Like I said, work on my social game. I think that if I can build my connections better and then obviously not be a target so much, I think that'll get me further. During my season, I knew that I wasn't on the radar to a lot of people at the beginning of the season, but because of a particular certain HOH conversation that ruined my game, that was when I was a target for certain people. And that's when I had to start fighting for my life. So I think if I can get that target off my back for at least a week, I think I would be fine.
Okay. Now, Cindy, this time around, if I recall, I believe that there was some showmancing with a C going on back in Big Brother Canada 3. Would you be willing to showmance this time? Is that something you're going to have in your arsenal?
Showmance with a C. I think we need to work on our spelling here today.
What?
You know what? I don't think, like, people need to understand that my showmance with Jordan, and from my perspective, was genuine. Like, I genuinely did have a crush on him. I did like him. And unfortunately, things didn't work out in the jury house because we just didn't like each other. I didn't feel that anything more can happen between us. So going back into the house, I'm not going to be sitting here being like, ooh, I wonder who my next showmance is going to be. And ooh, I can't wait to cut him like I did the first guy. It's nothing like that. It's just, unfortunately, Jordan didn't talk to me as a game player. And that was what affected our relationship, is he didn't value me as a game player. And that was why I needed to get rid of him, and I needed to get rid of that. So going into the house this time around, if there's happened to be someone that catches my eye and my attention and that I want to flirt with and pursue more and kiss them, that's going to happen. But if there's no one in there that catches my attention, it's not something that I'm going to make happen.
Okay.
So just like in my everyday life, I am open to the idea of love, and Big Brother is just another scenario.
Cindy, I am too. Okay. All right. Well, Cindy, best of luck in the new season. Okay.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have fun.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there you have it, Cindy with an S. She is back this season. And again, if she can sort of keep it together and not be as big of a personality, at least in terms of attracting attention to herself in the early going, I mean, she certainly is somebody who could be underestimated this season. We will see how it all plays out. But I think that she's probably looking for a smoother landing into the early game than she had the first time around. Okay, let's talk about some of our new players this season. Now, this is a really intriguing one to get us started. This is a guy. His name is Dylan Carman. He's 30 years old. He is the Canadian heavyweight boxing champion, which was news to me. That, I mean, I couldn't tell you who the U.S. Heavyweight boxing champion is. And I was told right before I went on the call with him, okay, here is Dylan. He's a Canadian boxing champion. And I had no idea how big of a deal Dylan Carman is. So here's my conversation with Dylan. Hey, Dylan, how's it going? This is Rob Cesternino.
Going great, man. Just enjoying this experience.
Okay, so Dylan, I understand that you are a boxer. Can you tell us a little bit about your backstory?
Well, Rob, I'm not just a boxer. I'm the Canadian heavyweight champ.
Okay, the Canadian heavyweight champ. What are you doing in the Big Brother house?
Just living a dream, man. This is something that I thought about and wanted and needed for a long time. So what I want, I get. So I got it.
Okay. Why, are you a big, Big Brother fan?
Yeah, definitely. I've watched literally so many seasons. I lived down in the States for a long time. And I watched all the United States ones since I was like 20 plus. Now that I've been in Canada the last 6 years, I've watched all the Canadian Big Brother. I'm a huge fan, not a super fan, but a huge fan. And I watch the show religiously.
Okay. So who do you like from Big Brother?
Previous seasons.
Yeah.
Obviously. The Ginger Ninja was a good guy. Arlie was a cool guy, and Big John was a really cool guy.
Okay. All right. And so are you going to try to replicate the way that those other players tried to play, or do you have a whole different way that you're going to come into this game?
Oh man, I've thought about it over and over and over again. Obviously just thinking nonstop, thinking thoughts in my head, but I don't think I'm going to try to emulate anybody. I'm just going to try to wing it, man, and just have fun with it. And maybe be a competition beast, try to win every competition that I'm in, and hopefully that pays off for me.
Now, Dylan, that obviously you've had so much success in boxing, but how do you feel like that the mastery of that sport is going to inform you in terms of the game, a totally different game in Big Brother?
Oh, well, it actually, if you think about it, it translates so well. Boxing translates so well into Big Brother House. You need adaptation, which is one of my strongest suits in boxing and in the Big Brother House. You need to be able to adapt to any situation that's thrown at you. Mental toughness. You know, I'm during training camps, I'm 8 weeks, 10 weeks by myself with not a lot of outside contact, and I'm working my ass off all the time, you know. So mental toughness, physical strength, with also social game. Like I can talk and have to talk to everybody and anybody who comes up to me for pictures or autographs or what have you. Interviews, for example, or, you know, everything. I feel like I'm tailor-made to this Big Brother game, and boxing has played a major key in that.
So how are you going to deal with people who might be intimidated by you?
Try to befriend them. It's different. Like, I know it sounds like I sound like a big, tough, hard ass, but just because of my job title, but as a human being, I'm a really good guy and caring, big-hearted, and easy to talk to. So I feel like, you know, they might be intimidated right off the bat, but I don't think once they start talking to me and get to know me a little more, it's easier. They won't be intimidated by me.
Are you planning on telling the other house guests about your profession, or are you going to keep it a secret?
No, I'm going to tell them. I am who I am, and I don't hide anything from anyone. But at the same time, like, I've been on TV across Canada like almost 10 times now, so I'm afraid if I try to lie about it, then someone might recognize me. You know, I don't want that situation to occur. So I'm just going to be forthcoming with who I am.
So what are you going to do if the other players say, okay, Dylan is a celebrity, let's just all vote him out, he doesn't need this, this is our opportunity to play Big Brother?
Oh, that's a good question. Nobody's asked me that yet. I don't know. I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to try to be a competition beast. And try to win everything, power vetoes, HOHs, and just try to win as much as I can. And at the same time, you know, I'm not a huge celebrity. Like, I'm a pseudo celebrity, if you will. And I feel like, you know, if that's what happens, it is what it is. But I don't think I'm going to make good alliances and good friendships, I feel like, pretty quickly. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. And then, Dylan, how will it affect your boxing career if you come into Big Brother and get knocked out early?
I've never been knocked out in the boxing world, and I'm not going to get knocked out in Big Brother.
Okay. Well, this is going to be very fun. I'm looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. And it seems like you're up for anything. So should be a lot of fun, Dylan.
Yeah, I'm going to have a blast. I'm going in there with an open mind and ready to have some fun. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it, too. Thanks, buddies.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it, Dylan Carman. And we'll see if he's a real student of the game. I thought that was interesting that he says one of his favorite players, Jinja Ninja, which is an interesting pull. But we've seen that he mentioned also John Party, somebody who was, you know, a great athlete who didn't know a lot about the show, who comes in and wins. So we'll see how he's able to do in the Big Brother house. The problem is, it's just with these big guys that it's such a pressure cooker. And, you know, there's such a tendency to lash out over the, you know, 10 weeks of the game. So we'll see how Dylan ultimately fares. All right, let's talk about Karen. Karen is the 53-year-old real estate broker. I thought that she's a lot of fun. And I thought we had a nice chat yesterday. So here is my conversation with Karen Singbeil.
Hey, Rob.
Karen, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Karen, tell us something about yourself.
Okay. I'm 53 years old. I'm an American and a Canadian citizen.
Okay.
I have three boys, 20, 21, and 22. And I've been married to my husband this year for 24 years.
Okay. So what is a dual citizen like yourself doing in the Big Brother house?
Well, I've actually waited all those seasons until it came to Canada so I could apply here, because I've lived in Canada since 95. So I've applied for every season, and this one it came together that I'm actually going on the show.
Okay. So how are you going to play the game?
I'm going to play it as hard as I can, fast and furious.
Okay.
Target the mind and the muscles first.
Now, are you concerned about being targeted for going so hard so early?
Okay, well, I'm not going to go so hard so early. I'm going to, like, not let them know what my strategy is, and neither are you.
Well, you could tell me.
Yeah. I'm not going to make it known like that. I'm not coming in to make them know, like, I'm here to rule the house. I'm just going to know. I'm telling you that's who I'm targeting because I watched the game.
Okay. So how much Big Brother have you watched?
I've watched 18 episodes in the U.S. and 4 in Canada.
18 episodes or seasons?
18 seasons.
Okay, good. Well, that's a lot because there's like 40 episodes in a season. So that 18 episodes wouldn't be that much. So you're ready.
I've watched it since it started in, what, 2000, since the guy was Eddie won.
Yes.
Hey, I've watched every episode and every season.
Okay. So is there a certain player that you have a strategy that you think would be very similar to yours?
No. You know, I think that these people are just like me going in. They think, you know, they're going to do one thing, but until they see who else is in the house, like, you really don't know until you're given, like, what are the circumstances and who the hell are these people?
Why this season? Had you been applying before?
Yes. Everyone. I've applied 1, 2, 3, 4, and this one I'm going on the show.
Okay. And did you change something about your application, or they just finally came to their senses?
You know what? I think that they had looked at me more seriously in other seasons, and this is the one that they picked me for.
Okay. All right. So how will you deal with a house with all of these young people? Because typically, you know, there's a lot of young people on any season of Big Brother.
Okay, so I have a 20, 21, and 22-year-old, so I deal with them daily. You know, I know how to deal with these kids. You know that because of my age that I'll be a target to them because they see no value in the old people, but I'm going to show them that there's value in keeping me.
Okay, how will you do that?
And if I don't, well, I'm going to fight. I'm going to try to win competitions first. I'm not going to go in there to float. And I know we don't really call it floaters anymore, but I'm not going in there to float. I'm going in there to play the game.
Yeah. Karen, what is your occupation?
Well, I've been a real estate agent for the last 21 years, but I'm in a transition in Victoria. I just moved to Victoria, and so I'm going to be changing careers.
Why did you move to Canada in 95?
You know what? My husband was down in the U.S. We got married and met in the U.S., and we decided that he said, you know, I'd like to go back. His mom was getting older, so we landed in Vancouver. We only stayed there a year, and then we went to Calgary, and I started my residential real estate career there. And we stayed there for 8.5 years. And then I went to the Shoe Swap, which is in the interior. And I bought and sold 3 RE/MAX offices. And then I was a realtor. I'm still a realtor. And then I went to Victoria. And I thought I'd just start over. But the stars haven't lined up. And I think even though my license is still active in Vancouver, it's just pretty much parked. I'm in a transition stage, Rob.
What did your family think about you going to go play Big Brother?
Okay, my kids, believe this or not, do not know that I'm here. Like, they won't know until we get the cast.
Where do they think you are?
Exactly. I have no idea where they think I'm at.
You just left?
This is a good question. Well, they don't live with me. They live in an apartment in Victoria.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they don't live with me anymore. I'm an empty nester. My husband and I don't live with them anymore.
Okay, well, they're going to be in for a big surprise.
They are. My one son is moving to the U.S. today. My middle son is moving to the U.S. today. My brother's going to be really pissed off because I haven't answered any of the calls or texts. It's going to be quite funny when they find out where the hell I am. Okay. Or they'll just be mad at me.
All right. Well, Karen, this was very fun to get to chat with you. I think this is going to be fun to watch you on the show.
Yeah. Are you from New York?
Yes, I'm from New York originally.
I'm like, okay, I have a million friends from Jersey and New York. I'm like, you're definitely from New York.
Yes. Well, good catch. Look, your people skills are already locked in, ready to go.
Honey, honed in.
All right. Well, Karen, best of luck in the game, okay?
Thanks, Rob.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Karen. Shout out to Karen's kids that they finally know where their mom might be. And we'll see how she fares in this season. I thought she was a lot of fun and hope she makes a nice run here in Big Brother Canada 5. All right, 2 more new players to talk about. Let's talk about Dimitri, that he goes by the nickname The Greek. He is an oil field instrument technician. I believe that was the same line of work as Jealous Dallas Jarrett from Big Brother Canada 4. He's from Alberta, Canada, and that he is hoping for a specific type to also be in the house with him. Here is my conversation with Dimitri. Dimitri, how's it going? This is Rob.
Hey, pretty good. You?
Yes, very excited about this Big Brother season.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yeah, so very exciting to be talking to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dimitri.
What do you want to know? Where do I begin?
I don't know anything about you. I know that you're a Canadian, you're going to be on Big Brother, and your name is Dimitri, and that's all I know.
Yeah, okay. So I live in Alberta, Edson, Alberta, which is like a small town, and Dimitri is pretty much the Greekest name in the book. Like, if you actually go to Greece, there's like a gajillion Dimitri, mm-hmm. so... my friends all call me Greek as a nickname because I guess that's easier, but, yeah.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work in the oil field, actually. We're in charge, it's called instrumentation. We're in charge of like the process and of, oil and gas and stuff.
Okay. So what are you doing going from the oil field in Alberta to the Big Brother house?
What am I doing? I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing here. I really don't think, I don't think this is a good idea for an oil guy to do. It's going to ruin my career, but...
Yeah, were you taken against your will?
No, I have not been taken against my will. I signed up for the show and I miraculously got on somehow. It's a total fluke, but I don't know. I just watched the show, so I figured I'd sign up and see how I do.
Well, why did they put you on? Are you a good-looking guy?
I'd like to think so, yeah. I try to go to the gym as much as I can, and I got the big Greek stereotypical nose, which I think they like.
Everybody likes that.
Yeah, everyone likes that, right?
Sure. Okay. So do you have a plan?
Not a good one. But
what is it? Let me hear it.
No, I plan on finding like other strong players. I think I'll probably be good at physical competitions. So if I can find a few more other people that are kind of like me, maybe we can intimidate people as to like not put us on the block. But we'll see how that goes.
What are you going to intimidate them? That you're going to beat them up?
Well, no, not like physically, but like, you know, like scare them that like if they put us up, like
right.
there's going to be repercussions. We're going to win the next competition and put them up, right?
Right, right. So you'll...
I was told I'm not allowed to beat up anyone while I'm here.
Yeah,
so.
Don't do that. That's very frowned upon in the Big Brother universe.
Yeah.
All right. Have you watched the show before?
Yeah, I've seen all four seasons so far.
Okay. And who did you like from the other shows you watched?
I like Godfrey from the third season. There, mm-hmm. he was fun. Yeah. His sense of humor was awesome.
Yeah. And did you like the way that he played the game, or you just thought he was funny?
I mean, I like parts of his game. He definitely the first part of the game he played very well. He stayed under the radar. Nobody even thought about him. But then he kind of drugged that on too far, which got him to the finals, but didn't win it for him because everyone said he just slept through the whole game, which is kind of true. He needed to win some competitions at the end to give people a reason as to why to pick him as the winner.
So are you worried about finding that balance between laying low and then making your mark on the game?
Yeah, that's one of my big concerns because I think going into the house, they're going to see me as maybe a stronger competitor and want to take me out. So I kind of have to lay low. But at the same time, you lay too low and they think you're smart all of a sudden and you're strategizing and this and that, which I'm too dumb to do anyways. So,
So Dimitri, are you looking to meet anybody in the house?
I'm not going in with the intentions of like finding my long lost love.
But you're not saying no either, right?
Well, yeah, if she's there, if you put a nice, good-looking Greek woman in there.
Oh, she has to be Greek?
Well, it doesn't have to be, but if she is, it's more motivation. My mom will love her.
Okay, all right. So, boy, that's very specific. I mean, there's only a limited dating pool in this house.
Yeah, it's tough, especially when you live in Edson and there's like two Greek girls.
Okay.
And one's your sister.
Dimitri, do you have a prediction for how you're going to do on this season?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I'm going to lose in the finale.
Lose in the finale? Oh, just like your hero, Godfrey.
I know, but I'm going to lose in a more like exciting fashion. I'm probably going to lose because there's going to be a bunch of bitter people on the jury.
You will have made the whole jury bitter, and then they're not going to vote for you.
Yeah, and you know what? If that's the way it goes, I will be A-okay with it.
Okay, so you would rather lose and have Canada remember you than win and have be a forgettable player.
Well, I'd rather win and like everyone remember
me. Then don't make everybody mad on the jury.
Yeah, I know, but that's probably the way it's got to be honest.
Okay. All right. Well, Dimitri, I hope all the plans work out, okay? And may the house be filled with nothing but Greek women for you, okay?
That would be great.
Okay. All right.
Thanks,
Dimitri, all the best, buddy.
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. There is Dimitri. Looking at the bios, I don't think we have a Greek woman in the house for Dimitri. So he may have to settle for somebody who is of a different nationality than a fellow Greek in the house. So we'll see how that plays for him. One other person to talk about. Why don't we talk about our 22-year-old professional pizza maker, Jackie. She's going into the Big Brother house, and let's find out a little bit more about what she's up to. Here's my interview with Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. So excited to get to know a little bit about you here for a couple of minutes, Jackie. So tell us about Jackie.
Well, my name is Jackie Makura. I'm 22 years old. I'm from Port Coquitlam in British Columbia. I've got a boyfriend of 5 years. I've got a big family. I have my mom, my dad, two older sisters, and a younger brother, and my dog named Shelby.
And what was your occupation?
You could call me a professional pizza maker.
A professional pizza maker. Okay.
Yeah. I work in a pizza parlor. I started off by making pizzas and moved to serving, but I definitely make a good pizza.
Okay. Is there anything about making pizza that translates to the Big Brother game?
probably not the pizza making, but dealing with the people, I would definitely say is going to transfer over to Big Brother.
Okay.
Dealing with customers. Yeah.
So, Jackie, why did you decide to go do Big Brother at this point in your life?
I decided to try Big Brother out because I don't really have a story that I'm excited about sharing about my life. I haven't traveled or done anything huge. So this is the huge moment for me.
Okay. So were you a big Big Brother fan?
No, I only started watching Big Brother in the summer. And then I binge watched all the Canadian seasons twice.
Okay. And then what was it that you saw that made you say, okay, this is what I need to do next?
I just kind of, after watching the show, I was like, you know what, that would be kind of fun. And the fact that any person has the opportunity to be on Big Brother, I thought it was a great opportunity for me to try.
Okay. And do you have a plan going into the Big Brother house?
Yeah, I would like to gain personal relationships with at least two people. I'm hoping to get that through a workout buddy and a cooking buddy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a good cook, so I'm hoping that someone
you're
can
a pizza,
teach me.
A professional pizza maker.
I can make a good pizza, but nothing else. Honestly, I'm terrible.
This is very suspect, Jackie.
I know. It looks bad.
Are you going to hide your identity as a pizza maker?
Oh, no. When it comes to a point of having to make a pizza, I'll make everyone a mean pizza.
Okay. So what was the reaction of your boyfriend of 5 years when you told him that you were going to go do this?
At first, he was a little skeptical. But towards the end, he definitely became more supportive and more helping towards me entering the Big Brother house.
Okay. Is he concerned about you potentially being in the house? And then there are sometimes are these, young guys in the house that they are looking for women in the house. Is that something? Is he a jealous type?
100%. Well, he's not a jealous type, but he's definitely 100% nervous about that. But he's been my best friend even before we started dating. So we have a huge amount of trust between the two of us. So he's just hoping that I have a good time and I'm not going to cross the line with anything.
Yeah, not that good a time. Right.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. So what were some things that you did to get ready for going into the house?
Well, I definitely made a big list of stuff I wanted to get done, but I didn't get a lot of it finished.
What was on the list?
I tried to definitely write down every competition and kind of figure out the flow of each season. That didn't happen.
Yeah, you don't need that. That's fine.
Yeah. I tried to kind of figure out different strategies that other players in the house did. I feel like I'm okay about that. I tried working out as much as I could. The cardio was probably what got me.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean it got you?
Well, I would try to do it, and I would just kind of, that's why I need motivation. That's why I'm looking for a workout buddy in the house, because I need someone there to be like, get it going.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you win the money, what are you going to do with it?
I'm definitely going to give back to my parents. They've always supported me and been able to help me with absolutely every aspect of my life. But I'd also like to travel somewhere. I'd like to go on a vacation with my boyfriend and maybe spoil my siblings. We'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, looking forward to seeing how it all works out. Hope that the pizza is flowing in the Big Brother Canada house, and best of luck in the game.
Great. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Very nice to talk to you. Take care, Jackie. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. There is Jackie McCurrack. She's going into the house. Hopefully she can make some pizzas, have a workout buddy, and get along. I mean, I do have to say my biggest takeaway from talking to these 16 players, which was all very, very fun. I feel like that the new players could be in a world of hurt with some of these really great players who are coming back. And I think that they really might not know what they're getting into. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out and to see which one of the veterans might try to pick up some of these new players as pawns. But just in terms of talking this through with them and getting a game plan, I wasn't really impressed by the game plans I was getting from the new players. And I was pretty impressed with hearing, like, you know, how intense the veterans were going to be. So we'll see how it all plays out, whether the newbies are going to be able to all band together and stand up to themselves, or if they're going to go after each other. It'll all be talked about here between me and what's going on with Jordan Parhar, all on the reality TV wrap ups in here in our Big Brother podcast feed. Of course, big thanks to the patrons of Rob as a Podcast, which make all of this nonsense possible. If you're interested in becoming a patron, in addition to our main Rob as a Podcast Facebook group, we also have an off-topic group, and we have a Facebook group specifically for the Big Brother fans, where we talk about the live feeds and everything going on in the world of Big Brother. If that's something that you might be interested in, come and check out that and the rest of the benefits of becoming a patron at robhasawebsite.com/patron. All right, everybody. Thank you again so much for listening to all these interviews. I got a lot of nice things said to me on social media after part one. Big thanks to Scott St. Pierre, who did a fantastic job of piecing this all together, trying to make sense from these interviews that I did, some of them before 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. So thank you so much to Scott. And of course, very much looking forward to kicking off the season of Big Brother Canada. I will be live on Monday nights following the Monday episode of Big Brother Canada 5 this season. Jordan Parhar will have the coverage on Wednesdays and Thursdays. That's when I get really busy with the Survivor coverage. So my weekly spot is going to be live after the Monday night episode of Big Brother Canada 5. So looking forward to talking about the first 4 or 5 days of the show with you coming up the week after next. And we may actually need to move that around, because I'm going to be in New York for the live know-it-all. So maybe once we get into a regular schedule, that's what my time slot is going to be. Hope you enjoyed the interviews. Enjoy the premiere. Be on the lookout for Jordan Parhar and the LFC to talk about this cast in greater detail. Take care, everybody. Bye.